Welcome to your 5 for today. In the last few days, an announcement has been made that has brought excitement to many Newcastle United supporters. The club is said to have faced frustration for over 10 years, so the football club's takeover by a Saudi Arabian business group has been welcomed in some quarters. It is being seen as the answer to many problems, and the hope is that in years to come, the club will be in contention for major trophies. Some have raised questions over the moral standing of individuals linked with the arrangement, and say that, on principle, such a deal should never have been given the go-ahead. Others are prepared to accept the arrangement as a compromise in view of the long-term benefit to the club. The ends justify the means is a phrase often employed by those who favour an outcome despite the dubious method by which it is obtained. Another deal that has raised eyebrows and angry responses is the recent acquisition of a manufacturer of asthma medicines by a firm that makes cigarettes, for obvious reasons. However, for now, we will leave aside the debate over football clubs and pharmaceuticals to consider another, more serious moral issue. That of our own personal wrongdoing in the sight of God. Listen to God's offer to people who had blood on their hands. Come now, and let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. God was offering people who had committed serious offences the opportunity to be washed clean. Yet the Bible tells us that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all, conveying the perfection and purity of his character. So, was it morally right for a God who is holy to make this proposition? Furthermore, the whole world has been declared guilty in God's sight, and is under his condemnation. Yet today, God offers individuals the prospect of being made right, resulting in peace with God and a glorious future. It is available to everyone and can be received by anyone who accepts his offer. One hymn writer boldly claims, "The vilest offender that truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives." That is wonderful news indeed. But do the ends justify the means? What is the basis on which a God who cannot abide sin offers forgiveness to everyone today, irrespective of the severity of their crimes? First, it must be established that no one deserves God's gift. It cannot be earned, else it would not be a gift. No amount of good works can build up enough credit to outweigh even one wrong act, word, or thought. That would require God to compromise his purity, which he will never do. The answer is found in Jesus Christ. Though we are under God's condemnation, he has graciously provided us a way to be loosed from our sins. The Lord Jesus made this possible through his suffering and death, by which he paid a price of infinite value, and by his subsequent resurrection. When I believed in him, accepting it was for me, my sins were forgiven, and I was made right with God. Now I am saved by his grace, and have his promise of a wonderful and eternal future. Praise God, his forgiveness is offered on a just basis that can never be called into question. A hymn writer puts it this way: "On the cross, as Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied, for every sin on him was laid. Here, in the death of Christ, I live." Thank you for listening.